From the campuses of the University of Illinois in Urbana, Illinois, and the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, the University of Illinois is out to challenge the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, the school that has broken all College Quiz Bowl records and returns tonight to defend its title for the 11th straight week. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. We're glad to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Last week, Minnesota managed to hang on the Quiz Bowl title in a rough, tough game with a brilliant Eastern team from Brown University and Pembroke College. Tonight, they're pitted against a dark horse team from the Midwest. So let's meet the players. First, 1,000 miles out to Urbana, Illinois, where Charles Chan of station WMAQ Chicago is on hand to serve as referee for the University of Illinois team. Are you with us, Chan?
I sure am, Alan. You know, Illinois and Minnesota are Big Ten rivals on the gridiron, and we kind of think it's only fitting to challenge them here on the airwaves. I'd like to have the team say hello to you.
Gordon Cash, Harvard, Illinois.
Al Sokolow, Chicago, Illinois.
Nancy McCleary, Aurora, Illinois.
Jack Wills, Urbana, Illinois.
There you have the varsity scholars from the University of Illinois. Now let's travel even further west and up north, where Bob Boyle of station KSTP Minneapolis St. Paul is standing by to referee for that phenomenal repository of intellectual miscellany, the Mrs. Minnesota team. Are you there, Bob?
Yes, Alan. Back in the same old quiz bowl. The Minnesota team members are just beginning to settle their nerves after last week's harassing game with Brown Pembroke. Slightly shaken, but still unbeaten. Here they are to say hello again.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Shechtman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
All right, now we've met both teams. Before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer. When the University of Illinois signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. Now, the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Remember, teams, you may interrupt the toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here comes your toss-up. The first bonus question tonight is worth 35 points. The toss-up is... Recently, the language of diplomacy took an unusually undiplomatic turn when one statesman said of another statesman, quote, Illinois.
Gordon Cash.
Figueres, the president of Costa Rica, said of Somoza, he must be as crazy as a goat in the sun at noon.
That is the answer I'm looking for, right for 10 points. I'll complete the question I was to ask. When instead of another statesman, he's crazier than a goat in the midsummer sun for 10 points, who was referring to whom? You said Figueres. That was the answer, referring to the president of Nicaragua, right for 10 points, Illinois. And here's a chance at a 35-point bonus question. You know, states in the United States, Illinois, have derived their names from foreign kings, European place names, and from Indian and Spanish words. Now, for a quick 5 points apiece, identify, first, the state named in honor of an English king who reigned from 1727 to 1760.
Georgia.
Right, for 5 points.
That was John Wills.
Okay, John, good boy. Here we go. Now, the state that takes its name from a Channel Island.
New York.
Al Sokolow, that was.
No, New Jersey. New Jersey. The state that was named after a European monarch called the Sun King.
John Wells.
Louisiana.
Right, Louisiana, named after Louis XIV. Okay, that's 5 more points. Now, the state that's name is derived from an Indian word meaning race of superior men.
John Wells.
Illinois.
Right, for 5 points. I was hoping you wouldn't get that. All right. The state named after a county in the south of England.
We got three hands up here, Al. That's
hurry.
What I was
hesitant. Did I hear it? Hurry.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Work together on a bonus.
All right, you work together on a bonus. Don't hold your hand up. Did I say it? New Hampshire. All right, New Hampshire will accept it for 5 points. The state that's name is derived from an Indian word meaning, quote, sky-tinted water.
Minnesota.
Right, for 5 points. Now, the state that's named after a Greek island. Time is called Rhode Island, after the island of Rhodes. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, Minnesota has nothing. We have 21 minutes to go. Illinois has 35.
Okay, 35 points. Here we come with a toss-up question and a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here is your toss-up. The Bible is the number one all-time bestseller in America. For 10 points, what is the name of the book that is second on the list? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Robinson Crusoe.
I will finish the question penalizing you 5 points. And repeat it from Illinois. For 10 points, what is the name of the book that is second on the list, 100 million copies of it having been sold? Illinois. Can anybody take it?
Gone with the Wind.
What was that, Alan?
Gone with the Wind.
No, I'm sorry. McGuffey's Reader. Nobody got it. Okay, here we go with another toss-up question, and in the offing still is a 30-point bonus. A real-life Gunga Din in American history was a woman named Mrs. Hayes. For 10... Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
That was Molly Pitcher in the Battle of Monmouth.
Right, for 10 points. I was going to say, by what name do we remember her? And Molly Pitcher is the right answer. And here you go, Minnesota, with a 30-point bonus. They say truth is stranger than fiction, but in fiction, animals do some pretty strange things. For 10 points apiece, I want you to identify first the panther who, with a fat bull, ransom the life of a baby boy.
Oh, ransom of rich, Chief? No.
No.
Mowgli was the boy.
Mowgli was the boy.
Oh, then it would be the Jungle Tales.
The panther, the panther. I want the panther.
Oh.
Panther.
Magamwar.
No. Bagheera. Bagheera in Kipling's Mowgli's Brothers. But I must have the animal's name or the distinct reference to the animal.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, the pig that once upon a time was an ill-treated and abused human baby. Mm-hmm. You identify this by the work, and I'll be...
That's Alice, the baby in Alice in Wonderland.
That's right. That Alice, or the baby, the Duchess's baby in Alice in Wonderland. Right, for 10 points. All right, the mole that went for a ride with a rat in a blue and white...
Wind in the Willows. So it would be... his name was just Mole.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay. Now, before we get along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz gold here. Roger, settle?
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team, Alan, a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes, Alan. Now, with 19 minutes to go, Illinois has 35 points. Minnesota has 25 points. Back to another toss-up question.
And a 40-point musical bonus is coming up, so on your toes. For 10 points, tell us who said, a horse, my kingdom for a horse, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Henry V.
Can you take it, Illinois?
John Wills.
It. Quick!
Richard II?
Yes, I'll say... Wait, who spoke?
That was Nancy McCleary.
He was not called. Wait just a minute. There's a rhubarb here. Illinois answered. No, but
only
not John Wills answered.
Only one answer. Only one
answer. All right,
answer.
We'll throw it out.
Well, we only gave one answer here.
There was one answer.
We only gave one answer.
He said the second.
He said Richard II. I'm sorry, it's Richard III. I beg your pardon. Richard III and Richard III. All right, I beg your pardon. Still coming up. After last week, I'm going to be very careful. 40-point musical bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. Take the name Rachel. Add the letter S. Scramble all the letters. And for 10 points... What masculine name can you now form? Illinois.
John Wills.
What?
Charles.
Charles is right for 10 points. Illinois, you got a 40-point bonus here. Okay. I'm going to play excerpts from four popular songs about different kinds of ladies. Now, listen to this. For 10 points apiece, you are to give us the adjective that describes the lady in each of the song's titles. First. The adjective. You don't know it? Sophisticated. Sophisticated. All right, the adjective that describes this lady.
Beautiful lady.
Oh, I thought it does. You don't know, lovely lady. Lovely lady. All right, the adjective that describes this lady.
You should see how...
Naughty.
Well, I can tell you right up a couple of bucks, all right?
She must.
Now, the adjective that describes this lady. Your mother's and father's.
Beautiful, isn't it?
What?
Beautiful.
Beautiful?
Beautiful.
Beautiful and pink. All right, beautiful and or pink, and I'll accept that you got 20 points there. All right, score in time now, Roger.
Right now, we have 15 and a half minutes to go, Alan. Illinois has 65 points. Minnesota has 25 points.
And the bonus question coming up is worth 30 points. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what do the following men have in common? J. Caleb Boggs. Robert F. Kennan. J. Hugo Aronson. Phil, Illinois.
Al Sokolow.
They're diplomats.
All right, I'll penalize you 5 points, Illinois. Finish the question for Minnesota. What do the following men have in common? J. Caleb Boggs, Robert F. Kennan, J. Hugo Aronson, Phil M. Donnelly, and Arthur B. Langley, Minnesota.
They were all explorers of the Far West.
Chuck, that's a good try, boy. But they are all state governors. Boggs of Delaware, Kennan of Louisiana, Donnelly of Missouri, Aronson of Montana, and Langley of Washington. Diplomats in a sense, but more specifically state governors. All right? Here is a musical toss-up. Here is a musical toss-up question. Are we all set for it? You know... It's a toss-up question with a jukebox as the text. Now, I want you to look over the listings, the nearest jukebox, and you'll see the sister acts of the rage right now. There are the McGuire sisters, the DeJohn sisters, the Fontaine sisters, the DeCastro sisters, and so on. Now, one of the teams I've just mentioned is riding high with this record. You're to signal as soon as you know which sister group it is.
My baby don't fall no more.
Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
The DeJohn sisters.
Right, for 10 points, the DeJohn sisters. Singing their own composition. No more. All right, Minnesota, by knowing the jukebox of the day, you've got a 30-point bonus, and here it is. Now, if I ask you to name the foreign capital that sounds like it might be, quote, an insect which annoys an Eastern deity, you'd say, and very quickly, of course, Budapest. You got it? Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to name the capitals which suggest or sound like the following actions or things. First of all, looking through the keyhole.
Peeking.
Right, for 10 points. All right. A bryophytic bovine.
Cow
and the moss.
Moss cow. All right. That's the way to work it out. That's 10 points. All right. Put the old man in a suitcase.
Bag.
Baghdad. Right for 10 points. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 13 minutes to go. Minnesota has 65 points. Illinois has 60 points.
And a 40-point bonus is coming up. Okay, here we go. For 10 points, tell us, what English king was driven from the throne by the Glorious Revolution? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Charles the First.
Can you take it, Illinois?
John Will.
Charles the Second.
I'm sorry. James the Second of England. 1688 to 1689.
My history teacher's in the back room, and it's English history.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's in trouble now. All right, here we go with a 40-point bonus still coming up. Here's your toss-up. If you heard a man talking about the doldrums, downs, and roaring 40s, would he be most apt to be a psychiatrist, a geographer, or a Minnesota?
Joe Scheckman.
A geographer. They're all winds and such natural phenomena.
Right, for 10 points. A geographer is right, Minnesota. Joe, you got it for him. Here's a 40-point bonus. If you know English literature, French literature, Russian literature, and nursery rhymes, this question ought to be pretty easy. For 10 points apiece, I want you to name each of the following. First of all, Dmitri and Ivan Karamazov's brother in the Brothers Karamazov.
Well, what about it?
What about
what do you want to know?
What's his name? What's his name? Dmitri and Ivan's brother.
Oh, Dmitri.
Alyosha.
All right, Alyosha, our expert. All right. Cock Robin's girlfriend. What's her name? Cock Robin's
Jenny
girlfriend.
Jenny Wren.
That's right, Jenny Wren. I don't know how you knew that. I couldn't possibly. Jenny Wren. Lydia Languish's aunt.
Oh.
Oh, is that Mrs. Malaprop?
That's Mrs. Malaprop. That's right. John Valjean's adopted daughter.
John Valjean.
Colette.
Right.
Thank you.
So we'll accept Colette, because it's near enough. We'll accept. Right, Mr. McGregor? All right, great.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout.
Okay, now, while we're taking this time out first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of College Quiz Bowl questions. Now, for a chance to match your wits with our collegiate champions, I suggest that you see the February issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's on the newsstands right now. You know, Good Housekeeping also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college, the winning team, here in our College Quiz Bowl. Now, let's take out a minute to meet and talk to our teams. First of all, the challenging team tonight, the phenomenal four youngsters from the University of Illinois. Let's talk first to Al Sokolow. Al?
Right here, Alan.
What's your major?
I'm a journalism major, Alan.
How are you classified?
Junior.
What are you going to do when you graduate?
That's a tough question, Alan.
That's a good one. What are your plans? What are your plans?
Journalism eventually.
Oh, good.
Paperwork or something like that.
It follows, doesn't it? All right. You got a good journalism school there, haven't you?
Very good.
Fine. Nancy McCleary, are you a junior, sophomore, senior?
Oh, I'm just a freshman.
Oh, you are? What's your major going to be?
Oh, I think it'll be biology education.
You going to be a teacher?
Yes, sir.
Good for you. Jack Will,
how are
you classified?
I'm a first semester junior.
And what's your major?
Philosophy.
What are your plans?
Teaching eventually, but that's a long time off right now. Looks that way now.
Good. Immediately after college, what?
That's for Uncle Sam to decide.
Oh, I see. I understand. Gordon Cash, how are you classified?
I'm a senior in engineering physics.
And your immediate plans?
Well, I want to come back here to the university next year to graduate work in theoretical physics, but Uncle Sam likes to stick his finger in now and then, so I don't know.
He does. He does pretty often, but it always works out perfectly all right. And good luck to you all. It's nice to have you here. Now let's move up and north and west a little. Talk to the University of Minnesota team. Who's going to talk for the Minnesota team tonight?
I am, Alan.
Colleen, good to hear you. What are you going to say?
Well, many people have asked us how we used the money that we won last year on the Quiz Bowl.
Yes.
And I'd like to tell the audience tonight. We won, as you know, $4,000 last year. And the money was used for undergraduate science, literature, and arts college scholarships.
Yes.
We gave out 33 scholarships last year, and there's still some money left over in the scholarship fund. We felt that the money should go for scholarships because in Minnesota, one out of two of the top 10% of high school graduates don't get to college. And we thought that perhaps a scholarship of this sort might help them.
Well, it's very good to know that you're putting the money to such a fine purpose. All of your scholarships are for the Science, Literature, and Arts School, right?
That's right.
That's very interesting, too. We like to see that school promoted, and I think it's wonderful the way you're using the money. Are your plans this year for the money the same as last?
Yes, indeed they are.
Fine. Okay. The time-up period is out. That's the whistle, so let's go back to the quiz.
Right, Alan, and we have 8 minutes to go. University of Illinois has 60 points. University of Minnesota has 115 points. Back to another toss-up.
And a 30-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. The Achaeans gained entrance into Troy by hiding themselves in a huge wooden horse. For 10 points, in what fictional tale do 38 men try to gain access to a rich man's house by hiding themselves, Illinois?
Al Sokolow.
Ali Baba.
Right, for 10 points. Ali Baba. Okay, you got a mathematical bonus, Illinois. All you'd have to do now is get out your paper and pencils and think. First of all, I want you to take the number of labors imposed on Hercules according to classical literature.
How many was that?
The number of
seven.
Seven.
Multiply by the number of men on a dead man's chest.
No.
15.
Add King Henry. Add King Henry the Eighth. Wise. The number
six.
Of
six.
I don't know. Right there. How many was that?
Six.
All right. And subtract the number of feet an apod has.
In what?
An apod. APOD. For 30 points, what is your numerical answer?
What do you get?
How many feet does an apod have?
None.
What do you have, Gordon?
99.
Oh.
Is that the answer?
7 times 15. 7 times 15 is 105 minus 6 is 99.
All right, 99 is your answer. Do I hear it? I'm sorry, it's wrong.
Shall we help
there you? Are 12 labors of Hercules multiplied by 15 men on a dead man's chest equals 180 plus 6 wives for Henry VIII equals 186. Since an apod has no feet, the answer is 186. And I'm sorry, you lost out there on the labors of Hercules. Scoring time, Roger.
Right now, we have 6 minutes to go, Alan. Minnesota has 115. Illinois has 70 points.
Here's a 40-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What girl president recently made headlines when she proclaimed her passionate interest in Dostoevsky? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Marilyn Monroe recently formed her own television
right.
company, and that was her reference.
That's right. Marilyn Monroe is the answer. Chuck. You read everything in the papers. Here we go. Now, if you were traveling, Minnesota, if you were traveling abroad and wanted to be able to speak the predominant language of each country you visited, what language would you have to learn for each of the following countries? There will be 5 points for each answer, and you must be quick. Brazil.
Portuguese.
Right. Haiti.
French.
Greenland.
Danish.
Right. Iceland.
Danish.
Icelandic.
Right. Icelandic. Sardinia.
Italian.
Right. Suriname.
Suriname is
Dutch.
Dutch. Right. Canary Islands.
Spanish.
Spanish. Right. Spanish. That's right. I hear it. All right. Spanish. Guinea.
Guinea would be French.
Sienna.
No, it'd be Dutch.
Spanish. Guinea is Spanish.
If you'd known this, it would have been the end. Bantu.
Oh!
All right, score time, Roger.
Right now, we have 5 minutes to go. The score, Illinois has 70, and Minnesota has 160.
Okay, a 40-point musical bonus is coming up. For 10 points, here's your toss-up. Tell us, what famous military medal might remind you of an angry queen? Victoria Cross. Okay, here we go. With a 40-point bonus still coming up, here's your toss-up. In Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, tell us for 10 points the name of the character who was proud. Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
Elizabeth.
Can you take it, Illinois?
Al Sokolow.
That was Darcy.
That was Darcy, right, for 10 points. Elizabeth was Prejudice. All right, you got a 40-point musical bonus, Illinois. All you've got to do is know Gilbert and Sullivan operettas because I'm going to play you the overtures of four of them. And for 10 points apiece, you're to name the operettas in which the following overtures are taken. First.
Pirates of Penzance.
Right, for 10 points. Now, what operetta is this the overture for?
Mikado.
Right, for 10 points. You're so fast, we can't get the record drawn. All right.
Very good.
For what operetta is this the overture?
Why don't you whistle it, Alan?
Pinafore. All right. For what operetta is this the overture?
Warming up in the pit.
Trial by jury?
No. Iolanthe. All right, scoring time now, Roger.
Alan, we have 2.5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 160 points. Illinois has 110 points.
And a 10-point bonus is coming up. Here's your 25-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. Bugles Blair, drums roll. Now, for 10 points, tell us, what tintinnabulates? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Bells. Tintinnabulation of the bells from Poe's poem Bells.
Right. Bells. Tintinnabulation. 25-point bonus, Minnesota. The atomic age is built on Einstein's famous 1905 equation, E equals MC squared. Now, for 25 points, tell us what E, M, and C represent.
E is energy, C is the speed of light, and M is mass.
That's right. Didn't I know you? 25 points. Right, 15 point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us what fictional character incarcerated his wife in a gourd-like fruit of the vine. Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Peter Pumpkin Eater. Right for 10 points, Minnesota. Here's your 15-point bonus. Give us the name of the singer who recently sang the role of Ulrika.
Oh, that's Marian Anderson. Mad in the Masked Ball by Verdi.
That's 15 points for you there. Here's another toss-up and coming up is a 20-point bonus. For 10 points, what word in the English language means to surrender, to forgive, and to send money?
Remit,
yeah. It's a toss-up. Oh. Illinois.
Remit McCleary.
What was that? Illinois, did I hear remit?
Yes, sir.
Right, okay, it's your question. It's your 20-point bonus. In their old age, when this couple had given up all hope of having a child, God sent to them a son whose name means laughter. For 20 points, Illinois, give us the names of the parents and the son. Illinois.
In the Bible.
It's biblical.
Oh, my.
Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac. All right, coming up is a 15-point bonus. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Tell us, with whom did Casey waltz? Illinois.
John Wills.
Casey waltz with the Strawberry Blonde.
Right, for 10 points. Here's a 15-point bonus, Illinois. Tell us, during and just before a total eclipse of the moon, does the moon first enter the umbra or the penumbra?
The penumbra.
Right, for 15 points. Here's a toss-up. Coming up is a 20-point bonus. According to Shakespeare, the shrew got tamed for 10 points. Who tamed her? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Petruchio.
Right, for 10 points. Here's a 20-point bonus. In what piece of satirical prose did the English author Defoe advocate that all nonconformist preachers be hanged?
I'm sorry, Alan. You'll have to answer that one next week. We have no more time. The game is over for this week. The final score in the quiz bowl tonight is 145 points for the University of Illinois and 230 points for the winner of the University of Minnesota. To each member of the Illinois team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Rutgers University, the State University of New Jersey. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the February issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. It's on the newsstands now. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate again the University of Minnesota, and I want to say to these fine young people from the University of Illinois, you gave them a tough fight and showed up very well. Al Socolow, Nancy McCleary, Jack Wills, Gordon Cash. You did very well, and I think your school should be very proud of you. Next week, Minnesota meets Rutgers, and in the following week, we're going to have varsity scholars here from Princeton University, Oberlin College, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So won't you be with us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now this is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were, for the University of Illinois, Charles Chan, station WMAQ in Chicago. And for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle, station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fogg and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.
Join Clifton Fetterman and his guests for another stimulating conversation tonight over most NBC radio stations.